Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Meenakshi Sant with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission asserts polled electronic voting machines absolutely safe in strong rooms. Election Commission says dissents in its orders related to model code violations will not be made public. NDA leaders meet in New Delhi to chalk out strategy on possible outcome of general elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, an MLA and 10 other people killed in an ambush. And in boxing, 12 Indian women enter semi-finals of India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. The Election Commission has asserted that polled electronic voting machines, EVMs, are absolutely safe in strong rooms and the visuals seen viral on media do not pertain to any EVM used during the polls. The clarification came amid certain complaints of alleged movement of EVMs purportedly to replace the polled EVMs in the strong rooms in sections of the media. The Commission emphatically and unambiguously clarified that all such reports and allegations are absolutely false and factually incorrect. In a statement, the poll panel said, after the close of polls, all polled EVMs and VVPATs are brought under security cover to the strong rooms, which is sealed with double locks in the presence of the candidates and in the presence of observers. The entire process of storage and sealing of the strong room is covered under videography and continuous CCTV coverage is done till completion of counting. It added that each strong room is guarded with round-the-clock security by Central Armed Police Forces and the candidates or their designated agents remain present at the strong room for vigil at all times. The Election Commission has established a 24-hour EVM control room at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. This will monitor complaints relating to polled EVMs. The complaints related to storage issues at strong rooms and any complaints during counting related to EVMs can be informed at control room number is 011-230-52123. The number has 5 hunting lines. The full election commission that comprises CEC Sunil Arora and fellow commissioners Ashok Lavasa and Sushil Chandra today ruled that dissents and minority views in election commission orders in cases of model code violations would not be made public. The EC in a statement said the dissent notes and minority views would remain part of records as it is the case now. The EC had maintained that since the poll code violation cases are not quasi-judicial in nature, they are not signed by the Chief Election Commissioner CEC and fellow commissioners, and thus the dissent cannot be made part of the order. Commissioner Ashok Lavasa had recused himself from the model code of conduct violation cases, saying his dissent was not being made part of the orders. He had given his dissent in some of the Commission's clean chits to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Amit Shah in complaints of MCC violations. Earlier, in a statement on Saturday, the Election Commission had said that there have been so many times in the past when there has been a vast diversion of views. It had further said that it has 3 members who are not expected to be templates or clones of each other. A delegation of 22 opposition parties today urged the Election Commission that the verification of VVPAT slips of 5 randomly identified polling stations should be done prior to the initiation of counting of votes and not after the completion of last round of counting. The leaders demanded that if any discrepancy is found anywhere during the VVPAT verification, 100% counting of paper slips or VVPATs of all polling stations of that assembly segment should be done. Leaders who met the Election Commission from the different parties include Congress, TDP, Left Parties, BSP, NCP, TMC, RJD and Aam Aadmi Party. Talking to media in New Delhi after meeting the EC, senior Congress leader Ghulam Nabi Azad said,
इलेक्शन कमीशन में निकाला है जो ऑर्डर उसमें कहा है कि पहली काउंटिंग हो जाएगी और उसके बाद वीवीपैट गिने जाएंगे हम लोगों ने कहा भाई इस राजनीतिक दलों ने नहीं पहले गिननी चाहिए वीवीपैट और उसके बाद दूसरे गिनने चाहे दूसरा अगर उन 5 पोलिंग स्टेशन पे डिस्क्रिपेंसी पाई गई तो पूरी विधानसभा के वीवीपैट को गिनना चाहिए
Earlier today, the Supreme Court dismissed a PIL filed by a Chennai-based group of technocrats seeking 100% matching of VVPAT slips with EVMs during the counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections on Thursday. The BJP today condemned opposition parties for questioning the credibility of electronic voting machines and asked them to accept their defeat with grace if the people voted Prime Minister Narendra Modi to power again. Party leader and Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said EVMs were fine when its leaders like Mamata Banerjee, N. Chandrababu Naidu and Captain Amrinder Singh won elections and came to power.
इसी ईवीएम से जब कांग्रेस पार्टी जीते राजस्थान मध्य प्रदेश और छत्तीसगढ़ तो ईवीएम ठीक है. इसी ईवीएम से जब ममता जी बने दो दो बार मुख्यमंत्री, अमरिंदर सिंह बने पंजाब के मुख्यमंत्री तो ईवीएम ठीक है. जब वो जीते तो ईवीएम ठीक है. अगर हमारे जीतने का अनुमान हो तो ईवीएम गड़बड़ है.
Former President Pranab Mukherjee today expressed concern over reports of alleged tampering of EVMs and asked the poll body to put all speculations to rest. Mr. Mukherjee said the safety and security of EVMs, which are in the custody of ECI, is the responsibility of the Commission. He said in a statement that there can be no room for speculations that challenge the very basis of democracy. The former president said people's mandate is sacrosanct and has to be above any iota of reasonable doubt. The News Services Division of All India Radio, AIR, has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states. For the first time, AIR, the biggest radio network in the country, will continuously broadcast special programs on election results for 40 hours. Similarly, all 46 regional news units of AIR throughout the country will mount special programs and news bulletins in regional languages of their respective states. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
The leaders of National Democratic Alliance are currently meeting over dinner in New Delhi. During the meeting, they will chalk out strategy on possible outcome of general elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is present in the meeting, besides Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar, Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Prakash Singh Badal, Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray, Lok Janashakti Party Head Ram Vilas Paswan and AIADMK Leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. Earlier, BJP President Amit Shah held a meeting with Union Council of Ministers. The meeting, held at party headquarters in New Delhi, was called to thank them for their service to the nation. It was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers including Rajnath Singh, Nirmala Sitharaman, Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore, Smriti Irani, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Ram Vilas Paswan. The Lok Sabha elections were held in two phases in Karnataka on April 18th and April the 23rd. There were over 5 crore 10 lakh voters in the state, among them 4.03 lakh voters are persons with disability, PWD. The Election Commission provided necessary facilities to the PWD voters to cast their vote without any problem. More from our correspondent.
Among the 4.03 lakh PWD voters in the state, 11,951 booked wheelchair and pick-up and drop facility by using 1950 helpline and its Chunavana app to cast their vote. The State Election Commission appointed an officer in each district to get in touch with the person with the disability voters and provided the facility they need. This is the first general election for which pick-up and drop facility has been offered in Karnataka. The government also signed agreement with the private cab operators and offered transport facilities to PWD voters under the Corporate Social Responsibility Initiatives. R. Murthy, AIR News, Bengaluru.
Elections in Kashmir region were held in five phases, holding Elections in Kashmir region, particularly in the highly volatile South Kashmir constituency, was a huge challenge. The polling in the region remained peaceful, barring few incidents. We have a report.
Amid unprecedented security arrangements, the polling was held under the supervision of general observers, expenditure observers, police observers and micro observers. Heavy deployment of staff was ensured across all the polling stations in three parliamentary constituencies in Kashmir region. Several all-women polling stations and model polling stations had been established across the three constituencies. The fate of 39 candidates is sealed in electronic voting machines. It would be interesting to witness the fate of candidates like Dr. Farooq Abdullah and Mehbooba Mufti on the counting day. Election Commission has established 10 counting centers with 90 counting halls in the state. Tariq Razar for AIR News from Srinagar.
In Arunachal Pradesh, Tirong Abu, the sitting MLA from the National People's Party from Khansa West Assembly constituency, and 10 other people have been killed in an ambush by unidentified gunmen in Thirup district this afternoon. Arunachal Pradesh Director General of Police, S.P.K. Singh, said that Abu was coming back from Dibrugarh in Assam when his convoy was ambushed by a suspected insurgent group at the 12th-mile area, 20 kilometers from Khansa headquarters of Thirup district. He said that the deceased included two PSOs, Abu's son, and his election agents. Home Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed shock and anguish on the killing of MLA Tirong Abu, his family, and others in Arunachal Pradesh. You are listening to News at 9 on All India Radio.
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win, who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekia, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Divedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asanyo from Kohima.
Arijit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
The 24-hour countdown for the launch of PSLV's C-46 mission began at 4:30 early morning today. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-46 at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. Scientists at the ISRO Center said that the fourth stage of the fuel filling process was progressing satisfactorily. In Assam, police has arrested Alpha militant Bijoy Assam for hurling a grenade in Guwahati recently. DJP Kula Saikia said police arrested Assam from Tinsukia district. 12 persons were injured in the blast at the Zoo Road area on the 15th of this month. Band Outfit Alpha Independence claimed the responsibility of the blast. So far, police has arrested 6 Alpha militants and overground workers for their alleged involvement in the blast. 14 Indian women boxers, including MC Mary Kom, stormed into the semi-finals in the second India Open International Boxing Tournament. Mary Kom defeated Mala Rai from Nepal without giving her any scope to fight. Kalabani, Assam's girl Jamuna Boru, Manju Rani, Monica, Jyoti and Meena Kumari entered into the semi-finals. Other winning pugilists are Vanlal Dwati, Sonia, Shiksha, Neeraj, Cross, Haman Gandhi and Sandhya Rani. In men's category, Ankit defeated his Philippines opponent, but in men's 64kg category, India's Ashish lost to his Mauritius opponent. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission asserts polled electronic voting machines absolutely safe in strong rooms. Election Commission says dissents in its orders related to model code violations will not be made public. NDA leaders meet in New Delhi to chalk out strategy on possible outcome of general elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, an MLA and 10 other people killed in an ambush. And in boxing, 14 Indian women enter semi-finals of the India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.